Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. By popular demand, we have another installment of the Healthy Mama Grocery Guide series. So if you're curious what a chef and grocery budget expert loves and buys at Costco, keep listening. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort, let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. This past spring, I brought back the Healthy Mama Grocery Guide series, which I first released in 2021. And after many requests, I'm sharing my Healthy Mama favorites at Costco. I'll be sharing my favorite Costco items, what I think is worth it, and what I think is not. Costco and I have a long history. I didn't grow up with a Costco near me. I grew up in Rhode Island, and to this day, there still is no Costco in Rhode Island, though I hear rumors that there might be one coming in 2024. In any case, I had never even stepped foot into a Costco until my husband and I moved to Toronto back in, I think we moved there. Yeah, it was 2010. That was the year we got married. I had to go backwards and figure out what year it was. We lived in Toronto and there was a Costco probably like a mile and a half from our house. It was really close. Like theoretically, we could walk there if it wasn't right off of a main road. And so, of course, we got a Costco membership. And it was kind of funny because it was just me and my husband and we kind of had no business like buying things in bulk. There was no reason that we needed to buy things in bulk, but we still learned how to use our Costco membership well, especially after I became a personal chef, and it was really helpful to buy some basics in bulk. But we probably had it for a year before I started using it for professional purposes. We were just using it, the two of us, and we loved going on the weekend and getting all of the samples. You know you do too if you've got a Costco membership. But we learned very quickly, especially with a budget that was way more limited back then than it is now, that things add up fast at Costco. So we couldn't just go there and try and do our weekly grocery shopping. It was way too expensive. My husband used to joke that every item in the cart was $10, and all he had to do was count the items in the cart, and if we had 10 items, it would be $100. And I'm sure now in 2023, inflation has shifted that quite a bit, maybe even doubled it. I did need to learn how to shop in bulk the smart way. I actually have a whole episode, which is a sneak peek of one of the modules in my Healthy Mama on a Budget course. So if you're curious about that, I will link that episode in the show notes. Or if you just search Healthy Mama Kitchen bulk buying, that episode will pop up wherever you get your podcasts. If you're curious, some of my general do's and don'ts when it comes to bulk buying. Now, even though we moved back to Rhode Island for almost a decade, we didn't have a Costco near us. We did have a BJ's, which personally, this is my own personal opinion, but I don't think it's as good as Costco. I don't think it's as worth it. I shared a membership with my dad, and I went maybe once every couple of months, and I ended up going for things like my favorite sparkling water. I didn't end up buying a whole ton of groceries there. I really like the selection at Costco better, but prices are generally comparable. So a lot of these things will be similar if you shop at a different bulk store. I don't have any experience with Sam's Club, so I'll be speaking mostly to Costco, but that episode will definitely apply to you if you are shopping at a BJ's or if you're shopping at a Sam's Club, something like that. So you do need a membership to join Costco. I believe it's $60 a year for their base membership, similar to something like Thrive Market, where you pay the membership fee and then you get discounts on everything you purchase compared to the retail price. And I'm going to share some comparisons as I go. The retail prices are significantly better per unit most of the time at Costco. I do find it very worth it to spend that $60 to save on things that I buy regularly. I have heard that you can shop at Costco without a membership using Instacart. Do not quote me on that, okay? This is not sponsored by Costco or Instacart. So you can check that out and see if it works for yourself. This is just something that I've heard. But generally, to shop in-store, you do need a membership for that $60 a year. But you're going to save throughout the year if you use your membership regularly. Obviously, Costco doesn't just have food, but I'm going to be talking specifically about groceries today. But they also have lots of other household items. They have books. They have clothes. They have electronics. There's a whole ton of stuff at Costco, and we've kind of dabbled in those areas as well. But I'm going to be talking about food primarily today. When it comes to shopping in bulk, I do want to make one important note that shopping in bulk only works well for your budget specifically if you're intentional about buying what you'll actually use month to month or during whatever time it is between your big bulk shops. It's really easy to fall for the allure of bulk stores as being less expensive because they are oftentimes less per unit, but you have to consider whether or not you're actually going to use up those items before the next time you go, or more importantly, before they go bad. So if you're buying, I don't know, tomatoes in bulk, and you buy 8 tomatoes, and they seem like such a good deal, but you only go through 2 of those tomatoes and the rest of them go bad, it wasn't worth it to buy in bulk. Anytime we throw away food, we're throwing away money. It's my favorite healthy mama on a budget quote. I really want to encourage you, when you are bulk buying, buy the things that make the most sense for you, which might be different than what makes the most sense for me. All right, let's talk about a couple of Costco tips and hacks if you are thinking of getting a Costco membership or you're new to shopping at Costco. Here are a couple of my favorite tips and hacks when it comes to shopping at Costco. Similar to Aldi, you need to bring your reusable bags with you, or you can bring in your own boxes, or they'll give you boxes to put your bulk items in. There's usually a bin near the front where you can grab boxes, you know, boxes from whatever they stocked on the shelves. They'll let you reuse those, but they don't have bags for you at Costco. Most things are going to be too big to fit in a normal store bag anyway, so you've got to bring your own bags. When you walk in, you have to show your Costco card. You literally cannot shop at Costco without showing your Costco card. They'll let you in to go and purchase a membership, but you've got to show your card in order to shop at Costco. When you get to the end, after you pay for your groceries, make sure you're not throwing away your receipt right away. Keep your receipt because they will check your receipt before you leave the store. Kirkland is their store brand. So if you see anything with the Kirkland label and you're like, what is Kirkland? That is their store brand. So compare to other items. Applesauce is one that pops into my mind. Peanut butter, almond butter. Compare them to your favorite items in terms of ingredients. And if you're willing to gamble on it in terms of taste, I will definitely share with you some of the ones that are worth it, like the ones I just mentioned, but they can be significantly less expensive than their name brand counterparts. Now, one of the nice things about Costco is that you can get a lot of name brands for a lot less expensive because you are buying them in bulk. However, if you're looking for basics, like those things I mentioned, definitely look at their Kirkland brand. Quinoa is another one I can think of. They have quite a few basic items that are very worth it to buy their store brand. When you are looking at their signs, an asterisk in the upper right-hand corner of the price tag means the item won't be restocked. So that is an item, if it's something you love and it's worth it for you and you're going to use it up before it goes bad, stock up on that item. They will also list the unit price on the bottom left of every one of their price tags, so you don't have to go ahead and calculate it into your phone. Typically, you know, most stores do this as well, but you can kind of quickly glance at that and take note, all right, if the unit price is 69 cents like it is for canned tomatoes, compare that with what you might spend on canned tomatoes wherever else you buy canned tomatoes. That is a really great deal, at least for most stores. It's comparable to Aldi prices. So remember, the asterisk in the upper right-hand corner means it won't be restocked, and look for that unit price so you can easily compare prices to things you buy regularly. Take note that what you get in store might be different than online. So you can shop Costco online and have it delivered to your house, but it is worth it going in store because there are some items you just simply can't find online, like my favorite mayonnaise, for instance. You can't get it online, but you can get it in store. They have rotisserie chickens for only $4.99. All right, here's my caveat with this. They're only $4.99. They taste delicious, in my opinion. They are not organic or hormone-free. They are a great, cheap, quick, shortcut option, okay? It might not be the chicken you eat every single night, but it sure is inexpensive. Now, I have seen recent reports that it has been making some people sick based on additives that are used. Not that the chicken is bad, but that there are additives used in the chicken that don't agree with everyone. So definitely look into it if you're someone who is sensitive. We've never had a problem, and we're all about kind of the 80-20 when it comes to food. So it's up to you, but it is a good price. When you do check out, note that they only take Visa cards, so Visa credit cards, or debit cards, bank cards. They do not take Amex or MasterCard or Discover. You have to bring your Visa card, which is kind of annoying, but you can also pay with debit as well. So bring your debit card or bring your Visa card. Before you leave, grab a slice of pizza. Just trust me on this. You can also order ahead a Costco pizza, and they are gigantic and they're great for parties. So like kids' birthday party, you're covered. Oh, also, I forgot to mention a slice of pizza is $1.99 and an 18-inch whole pizza is just $10. So I would say it's pretty worth it in a pinch. Last but not least, in terms of my tips and hacks, did you know you can price adjust, or they will price adjust anything for you within 30 days? All you have to do is bring your receipt and go to the returns counter. So if you're in Costco a week after you were there last week and you spent $18.99 on one item, and then the next week it's on sale, it's discounted for $16.99, you go up to the returns counter and you get your $2 back. I know it's not a lot of money, but it can add up over time. So if you want to, you can go and they will price adjust within 30 days. Okay, I know I said that was the last thing, but I do also want to mention, if you can help it, don't go shopping on the weekends at Costco. I know they have the best samples, but it's insane at Costco on the weekends. All right, let's talk about my Costco do's and don'ts. And there are way more do's at Costco for me than don'ts. However, I do want you to consider, keep in mind what I mentioned before. Make sure anything you're getting, you are going to use before it goes bad. So my Costco do's: don't forget to check unit prices and compare to your local stores. I'm not going to give you prices of everything, but I will share some prices here. Some of the produce at Costco, I think, is worth it. Most importantly, if you will use it up. The organic spinach for me is worth it. The only downside to the organic spinach I have found is it is in a plastic clamshell. It doesn't have a top to it, so it's hard to use my trick that I use where I put a piece of paper towel on top of it and flip it over in order to keep it from going bad, in order to keep it from wilting. That is one of my favorite food hacks. When I get Costco spinach, I don't do that because it has kind of a plastic top. Now, that being said, I do find it lasts like 2 to 3 weeks in my fridge. And if you're worried about using that much spinach, you can also freeze half of it if you're going to use it for something like smoothies or put it in a soup as well. You can freeze it directly from the plastic container into a Ziploc or a Stasher bag. Just squish out as much air as you can and pop in the freezer. Super easy. They also tend to have good prices on things like seasonal items, like berries. If your kids are going to eat them fast or you're storing them well, those are definitely worth it. Otherwise, if your family isn't going to eat like 4 pounds of green beans, it's probably not worth it. I would stick to frozen fruit and frozen vegetables in this case. They do have big bags of things like onions and carrots and sweet potatoes and potatoes and those type of things I find very worth it in like soup and stew season. So we tend to get those at Costco as well. But they are big bags, so be conscious of that. All right, let's talk about the Costco meat because this was one of my main drivers to signing up for Costco again. I have spent a lot of this past year comparing different online meat delivery services and deciding which ones are best for quality purposes and flavor purposes and price. And I'm still not done. I still have a few more places I want to rate and review, and I'm going to share that over on Patreon. So overall, I think the Costco meat is okay. Now, it is a generally good price, but I'm looking for organic and or hormone antibiotic free. I prefer grass-fed beef over organic. I have pretty high standards when it comes to meat. I have some hormone problems, and I just want to avoid putting extra hormones in my body, potentially. That is my own personal opinion. You can eat whatever type of meat works for you and your budget, but those are our standards just to give you a little bit of context for that. I think their organic chicken is pretty good, and I will continue to buy their organic chicken. It comes in 3 packs, and it's $5.99 a pound, which is comparable with Whole Foods on sale or Trader Joe's. Sometimes Trader Joe's is even more, and it is organic. So $5.99 a pound is pretty decent, but they do come in 3 packs. So you are going to be spending like $25 to $35 on a 3-pack of organic chicken. But each one of the 3 packs is a couple pounds of chicken. So we will get boneless, skinless chicken breasts, chicken thighs, chicken tenders, and I bring them home and I just cut them up in between so I can grab them individually and pop them in the freezer. I do the same thing with their beef. Now, I don't think I'm going to keep buying their beef, only because it is organic and not grass-fed, and it's not that inexpensive. It comes in a 3-pack, but they're not 1-pound packs. They're like a pound and a third. So I've been taking the pound out because we're just a family of four. We usually only eat a pound of beef, of ground beef, at one serving, or at one meal, I should say. And so I take a third of a pound off and freeze that. So I have all these like little bits of beef in my freezer. It doesn't work for me. I'm not usually making more than that at a meal. So for me, it doesn't seem worth it, especially because it's like, I did the math at one point. I want to say it's like $5.99 a pound, which is not bad for ground beef, but you can get it much less expensive at Aldi, closer to $5 a pound. So for me, I'm going to continue to buy the 1-pound packs at Aldi. Aldi does occasionally do a family pack of beef, grass-fed ground beef, and that one I find is a better deal. And it's also grass-fed, which is what I'm looking for rather than organic. So you can get a 12-pack of 1-pound packs of beef online at Costco, and it's $129.99, which comes out to $10.83 a pound, which is almost twice what you can get it for at Aldi. So chicken, good. Beef, for my standards, not worth it to me. Eggs are a pretty good price. They're $7.99 for 24 eggs, which is around the same price as Aldi. These are for organic free-range eggs. And pretty much the same price as Aldi, but you're getting more there. They do have some really good sausages and hot dogs. We have these sausages that are kielbasa style. They're kind of a cross between a sausage and a hot dog by Tetten Ranch, and those are really good. My kids love those, and we have had sausages from Amy Lou there, and this other brand, it's Paleo something, I can't remember, but the brand says Paleo on it, and they're just really good chicken sausages. So I think the Tetten Ranch ones are beef, but the other ones are the Amy Lou, and the Paleo ones, I believe, are chicken sausages. And those seem to be a good deal. They usually come in several packs worth, and because they don't go bad quickly, they're a great one to freeze or have as a shortcut meal.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Like I mentioned, their frozen fruit tends to be a good deal if you're going to go through frozen fruit quickly and you have room in your freezer. And the same thing with frozen vegetables, though I find the bags so big. For me, it's not worth taking up that space in my small freezer, though they do have some bags of frozen vegetables that have smaller bags in them, which might be easier to use. However, I try to avoid excess plastic. It does make sense, though, in terms of freezer burn. So I go for the frozen fruit, but some of the frozen vegetables are a good deal, too. A couple other items in the refrigerated section, they have Siete Food tortillas. They have the almond flour variety, which I really love. They also have a cauliflower thin, which is very similar to the ones at Trader Joe's. It's a really big pack, though, so you've got to really love them because there is a lot of them. They have Grillo's pickles, which are our favorite, but it is a giant container of pickles. Not a bucket of pickles, but I mean, it is a bucket, but it's like a mini bucket of pickles. My husband is so happy when I come home with a bucket of pickles. So it's worth it for us to get them because it makes my husband so happy. However, they do take up so much room in my fridge. I'm just like a wee bit resentful every time I see that bucket of pickles in the fridge. They also have sauerkraut by Wild Brine, which we like, and huge containers of kimchi as well. But again, they're big containers. So if that's something you eat regularly, we do. But usually we only have one bucket of fermented food in our fridge. We stick to the smaller containers for the other stuff. Some other refrigerated things. We will occasionally get deli meat at Costco. My Costco doesn't have a deli, though they are redoing the section, so maybe they're getting a deli. But ours doesn't have a deli you can just go to and buy deli meat at, but they do have pretty good prices on deli meat in the refrigerated section. They have great prices on cheese. We'll get big blocks of Cabot cheddar cheese, and I will just split the block in half and freeze half of it, and we use that in my homemade macaroni and cheese recipe and anything we want shredded cheese for that actually melts. You have to use a block of cheese if you want your shredded cheese to really melt. Otherwise, pre-shredded cheese, which we do use on occasion, it has ingredients in it that will prevent it from melting, as well as block cheese that you shred yourself. So we will get the Cabot shredded cheese. We'll also get grass-fed butter as well. I've just been getting the Kirkland brand because I think it's $11.99 for 2 pounds. It's more than that. It is $11.99, but I want to say it's 3 pounds. I think it's 3 pounds. Whereas the Kerrygold butter is only 2 pounds, and I want to say it's closer to $12.99. Don't quote me on those prices, but the Kerrygold is a little bit more expensive. Oh, it might be even closer to $14. In any case, I really like Kerrygold grass-fed butter, but the one from Kirkland is great too. And lastly, in the freezer section, I love the Just Bare lightly breaded chicken breast chunks. It is 4 pounds of breaded chicken, so that's a lot. But we do love breaded chicken for a shortcut recipe. So if you have the freezer room, it's $17.99 for 4 pounds. So it is a great shortcut. All right, moving on to the pantry goods. I love my Chosen Foods avocado oil mayo. And I say mine, like it's my own company. It's not my own company. It is just the best avocado oil mayo outside of my own homemade avocado oil mayo I have found. I do like the Primal Kitchen one, but since Primal Kitchen got so popular, usually the price goes down when it gets popular, and it's gotten, or maybe it has gone down, but I think it's gotten way more expensive. It's kind of outrageous how expensive places are charging for the Primal Kitchen mayo specifically. They used to have the Primal Kitchen mayo at Costco. Some Costcos might still have the Primal Kitchen, and some have the Chosen Foods, since I've only gone to my one Costco in the last decade. That's the one that we buy, but I do like both of those brands. And why was mayo the first thing I told you about in terms of pantry goods? I have no idea. I just love it and I make a beeline there because I know some people are weird about mayo, but you guys, it's just oil and egg yolks and Dijon and vinegar and salt, and it makes such a good dressing or marinade. Not just mayo, mix it with other things like my honey Dijon marinade, which I use just literally Dijon mustard, honey, and mayo. You can also turn it into a sauce, not the one you put on the chicken or meat, but separately. But it's so good, and you can buy a big tub of it if you're someone who uses mayo in things like chicken salad and tuna salad and egg salad, and just to eat it by the spoonful. No, I'm just kidding. We don't actually do that in my house. If you just don't shut it off, we don't actually do that. Though I did make a video for Healthy Mama Meal Prep, my meal prep course, on homemade mayo, and I did eat a spoonful of mayo, and I wondered how many people I weirded out. I might cut that out. Anyway, so the avocado oil mayo by Chosen Foods, coconut milk, you can get 6 cans for $14.99, the Thai kitchen coconut milk. If you use coconut milk often for things like coconut curries, highly worth it to get a good quality coconut milk. The Kirkland organic maple syrup is only $12.99 for 1 liter of maple syrup. Now, I know my husband's Canadian, and I would much prefer to put real Canadian maple syrup or Vermont or New Hampshire when we're up there on my waffles or my pancakes. And I will enjoy that type of maple syrup when we are eating it in that way. But I use maple syrup as a sweetener often in baked goods and in dressings. And so I don't always want to use the really good stuff. Usually my in-laws bring us some when they come to visit, because we are in Florida now. We are not getting good maple syrup down here. There are no maple trees. Or there might be one type of maple tree. But we're not getting an abundance of maple syrup around here, so the Costco organic maple syrup is a really good deal. They also have good deals on a lot of oils, so you can get 2 liters of organic avocado oil, which is a lot, for only $23.99, which for avocado oil mayo is a really good deal. You can also get the Chosen Foods avocado oil spray, and I use that for the grill or anytime I need to use a cooking spray. It's like $21.99 for 2 giant cans. They're 13 ounces, I believe, which is basically double the size of your normal cans of cooking spray, and they're made with good ingredients. You can also get olive oil and coconut oil as well. They have great prices on bulk spices. So getting the bulk spices, keeping it sealed in a cool, dark place, and then transferring them into smaller containers is typically what I do. They also have great prices on many baking items, including a lot of gluten-free baking items. They have the Namaste flour blend. They have 3 pounds of organic almond flour. 3 pounds for only $12.99, which is the price some people or some stores charge for only a pound. The Costco organic vanilla extract is like a cult favorite. Oh, I don't think it's organic. It's just pure vanilla extract, but it's vanilla extract. It's only $11.99 for 16 ounces. So there's a lot of good baking items, things like sugar, flour. I would caution you to only buy huge bags of things like flour or sugar if you don't bake a ton. Sugar isn't likely to go bad. If you can keep them in airtight containers, that's great, in a cool, dark place. But if you're just keeping a huge bag of flour around and you don't bake a ton, it might get critters before you end up using it. But a lot of the other baking staples are highly worth it to get at Costco. I mentioned the Kirkland organic peanut butter. You can get a 2-pack of 28-ounce jars for only $12.99. Their almond butter is so good. It's only $7.99 for 24 ounces. Best deal on almond butter ever. You can get wild-caught tuna and sardines. It is $19.99 online for 6 cans of Wild Planet tuna, but I swear it was less in store. I want to say it was like $15 in store, which is like just about $3 a can. And that's for 6 cans. And 4 cans is only $14.99 on Thrive Market. So that's almost a dollar more on Thrive Market. And Thrive is awesome. You guys know that I love Thrive, but I'm starting to find a lot of these specialty items that I used to just get on Thrive Market at Costco. So I think it's sort of a choice of convenience here. If you would rather order online and get comparable prices, you could also show Thrive Market that it's cheaper at Costco. They do price match. I mean, it's up to them whether they say yes or not. They will price match for you. But it's kind of down to a convenience thing, because you can buy things online at Costco. But like I said, some of the things are different and sometimes they're a little more expensive, too. They have the Rao's marinara sauce, which is my favorite store-bought marinara sauce. It's only $11.89 for 2 28-ounce jars at my store, which is a really good deal. They also have the Bonza chickpea pasta for only $8.99 for 5 8-ounce bags, which is a great deal, too. They have organic chicken stock. I tend to make my own organic chicken stock, but or my own chicken stock with chicken bones and carrot, celery, onion, and herbs. but it's $12.99 for six, which is about $2.16 each box, which is cheaper than Aldi currently. Right now, my organic chicken broth at Aldi is $2.49. So those are some of the main pantry items that I tend to get at Costco and I think are worth it. And then, of course, there are snacks as well. They have some of my kids' favorite snacks, but make sure they're snacks your kids are actually going to eat over a period of time and not eat chew and get sick of them. And then you just spent $25 on 36 Z-bars, okay? So they have Z-bars, they have Nature's Bakery bars. We have gone through half of a pack so far of the Nature's Bakery bars. There were 40 of them for $18.99, which is a great deal compared to what you can get at like Target. But my kids are getting a bit sick of them, but it's nice because they will last quite some time. So we'll switch in something else and then we'll bring those back in. They have small bags of Siete chips. They have big boxes of Simple Mills crackers, which are almond flour crackers. We love those. It's $12.99 for two bags in one pack, but don't be fooled. They are double size bags than the normal package, and they're normally $5.99 at our Whole Foods. So for $12.99, you get the equivalent of four packages at Whole Foods. So basically half the price. My kids love seaweed snacks. It's $12.99 for a 24 count of seaweed snacks. And then meat sticks are a great protein rich snack if your family eats meat. So they have chomp sticks, the big ones, for only $19.99, which are normally $22.99 for 10 at Thrive Market. Or you can get 12 of their Thrive Market brand meat sticks, which I enjoy their brand, but they are a dollar more. They're $20.99 for 12 of their Thrive Market brand ones. So it's a little bit less expensive. The Archer Minis, my kids are so-so about those. They like the Chomps or the New Primal brand or Vermont Sticks better, but you can get 28 of those for $15.69 and they've got great ingredients. They also have mini That's It bars, which are made just from fruit, for $15.99. Those Kirkland applesauce pouches I mentioned at the very beginning, my kids are getting a little bit too old for applesauce pouches, but it's only $12.99 for 24, which is pretty good when it comes to applesauce pouches. They have big bags of hip peas. We didn't find the big bags worth it, but when they have smaller bags, we really like hip peas as well. A couple other honorable mentions. People have told me the Costco pesto is delicious. I have yet to try it. I do make my own homemade pesto most of the time, but I will try it in a pinch and get back to you all on Instagram and let you know how I like it. And of course, my beloved Spindrift sparkling waters. They're just sparkling water and juice. They're like $18.99 for 30 or 40 of them. They're so expensive in the store, but they're my favorite. We love to get those. I drink them throughout the day. They're also good, you know, with a little bit of grown-up juice on the weekend too. So those are our do's at Costco. Don'ts. Some of the canned items are not cheaper than some other places you can get them, like Aldi. The exception is diced tomatoes, like I mentioned before. They're 8 cans for $7.99, which is 69 cents a can. Beans, I found, are cheaper at Aldi. I forgot to mention grains previously. We buy big bags of quinoa at Costco. It's 4 pounds for like $12.99, so that's a great deal, and we do go through that. But a lot of the other grains come in bags so big, it doesn't make sense to buy. Like, I don't need a 40-pound bag of rice, though my husband might beg to differ about that one. But a lot of the items are so big that it just doesn't make sense for us to buy. Produce that will go bad is a don't, too. Nuts, unless you're going to freeze them, if you have room in your freezer, this will prolong their life. But bags of nuts that are so big that they're going to spoil before you use them are not worth it. Same thing with big containers of dairy, like sour cream, unless you know that you're going to eat it before it spoils. And anything that won't fit in your fridge or freezer, make sure you are cleaning out your fridge or freezer and you know how much space you have. Same goes for your pantry. If you have an extra freezer or an extra fridge, it might make sense to buy those freezer and fridge goods. But if you're buying a lot in bulk and it's taking up your whole fridge and you don't have room for your weekly groceries, it might not make sense. And I know that might be obvious, but we have definitely gone through this where we've bought a bunch of stuff and then I'm like, oh gosh, how am I going to fit this in our fridge? So overall, as long as they are items that make sense for your family, like I mentioned at the beginning, there's a ton of good items at Costco. So some of the produce and some of the meat makes sense. But for me, it's all about stocking up on snacks and pantry items. Those staples do make sense to buy in bulk. I do my one big stock up at the beginning of the month, and then my shops in between are much smaller. And that's one of the best ways that we stick to our grocery budget. So if you want to see my list of my go-to My do's and don'ts at Costco. Definitely download the printable Costco guide that goes along with this episode. Listen to the past few episodes that came out this spring. I'll link them in the show notes, or just search Healthy Mama Grocery Guide in whatever podcast app that you are listening in. And the other episodes, we did Whole Foods, we did Trader Joe's, we did Aldi. Those will pop up from this year and then back in 2021 as well. So definitely check those out if you're curious about more of the stores I talked about, my do's, my don'ts, things that make sense for your budget, things that are delicious, and things that are our go-tos at the different stores that we shop at, whether most of the time or some of the time. And finally, if you are just getting back into the groove of the back-to-school meal routines and you need some weekly meal inspiration, maybe access to over 110 delicious family-friendly recipes and access to me, quick tips, bonus podcast episodes, and so much more, come and join us over in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. We are celebrating big with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club's birthday next month. So if you haven't joined yet, now is the time to join. We're going to have a birthday party with prizes. We're going to have new recipes and a ton of bonus content throughout the month. And you can get your first week free to try it out. It's the best way to both support the podcast and get early access to new recipes. Our member exclusive recipe vault with over 110 recipes, though probably more than that now, because I haven't counted in a couple of months. But you can join us over there at patreon.com/healthymamachris. It starts at just $3 a month, or $5 if you want to get those bonus podcast episodes, $10 if you want to get our mix and match seasonal family meal plan. Our next one comes out the second week of October. So that's what's going on over in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. As always, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed this new edition of the Healthy Mama Grocery Guide series. If you have more suggestions for the Healthy Mama Grocery Guide series, definitely let me know. I mean, I'm running out of places that I shop at, but I'm definitely happy to share more about eating well and spending less. So if you have anything more you want to know about shopping on a budget and eating well at the same time, I'm happy to answer your questions. Reach out to me via email or over on Instagram. And I think that's all I have for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe if you haven't yet, wherever you get your podcasts. I would love if you left a rating and review if you found this helpful. It really does help the podcast be seen and heard by more women who need help getting those meals on the table. I hope you all have a great week. Until next time, happy shopping.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.